Welcome to the Martial Art of Self podcast, a podcast about bringing the essence of martial arts back to self.
Hi everyone, this is Aldin, and in today's episode we are talking about working alone or training alone. What I have realized for myself in having primarily worked out and trained alone in the past couple of months, primarily, and more training alone than in groups or in classes, is that during one of the training sessions, I have realized and I've seen how beneficial being alone with yourself actually is, and how important it is to actually for us to make time to spend alone time with ourselves, where we are not in a class, we are not with a partner training together, or in a class in a group where we train together, but where we are completely alone. Because what I have seen for myself in the training session and training sessions after that is that by training alone, it is quite different than from training in a group, in the sense that when you are alone, you are not in a group or a peer mindset or consciousness, if you will, where you are mostly bound to the exercises that are given to you to perform by your sifu, by your trainer, by another student. And you are not really in that sense completely free to explore and move based on your inner feeling of yourself and your physical body, or yourself inside your physical body. And that what I've seen for myself is that when I'm training alone versus when I'm training in a group or or in a class session, is that training alone really puts me more into this, it creates more of this silence, this state of quietness, of calmness, of presence, of here, wherein in that state of presence, of quietness, of here that gets created through training alone primarily, or more so than in a group session, is it allows me to look at my inner movements, meaning whatever mental processes or emotional feeling processes or thought processes, etc., I am going through, that are happening within myself, that are going on within myself. It'll end as well as my physical experiences and physical movements, pains, certain physical sensations on the skin inside the body, certain physical involuntary movements such as twitches, such as jerks, etc., that happen within and as my human physical body. It allows me to look at them more objectively and analyze them and self-reflect and investigate them and really come more in contact in a more intimate relationship with these inner and outer movements that are happening within myself and within my mind and within my human physical body. Versus when I'm training in a group session, when I'm training in a class, as I have said, I'm more in that that group consciousness, that group mindset, where the focus is shifting more towards the exercise and the execution of the exercise, and making sure the exercise is correct, that has been given to you, and making sure that the other person also is executing the exercise properly, as well as them making sure you are executing the exercise properly, you making sure you are executing your exercise properly, and so on and so forth. So there is definitely much less, to almost none, space or room for creating that specific state within yourself, where you come in contact with yourself to actually, in self-awareness, actively self-reflect, self-investigate, and get to know and see and feel and give yourself time and space to investigate these inner and outer self, mind, and physical movements that are happening within and inside yourself. So, and that is a very, very important point to be able to come more in contact with yourself, with your inner movements, with whatever is going on inside yourself, your mind, your physical body, and really get to know these parts of yourself as yourself, and create more of a self-understanding. And therefore, why it's important to do have and make time and space for yourself to do train and exercise alone, so that you can work on yourself alone, so that you can work on your inner relationship towards yourself, towards your mind, towards your physical body. So for me, the training and the training alone is and has a lot to do with connecting with myself primarily. Having that space, that freedom to explore the movements inside my physical body and express them through outer movements like a punch or a kick or a step or a different other movement, and not be bound to and bound by specific sets of ways of performing a kick or ways of performing a punch or ways of performing a step or generally ways of movement, but have that freedom to feel myself inside my body and feel the expression of myself coming through within and as my human physical body, and get to know that feel and then find a way to channel that self-sensation, that self-feel into an outer physical movement in the form of a punch, the form of a kick, step, or general other movement. So therefore, I have found for myself that it's very, very important to make at least 3 to 4 times a week time, like the space and the time to be alone and work out alone and train alone and have that self-time. Have that time where I can work on my self-analyzing, self-investigation, self-retrospection of myself, my inner movements in myself, my mind, my physical, and have that space of freedom to explore my inner movements and how and find ways to channel them into the outer movements in forms of punches, kicks, steps, and general other movements in for the martial arts, and not be bound to and limited by specific sets of ways of punching, ways of kicking, ways of stepping, and ways of moving.
Thank you for listening to the Martial Art of Self podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, then please subscribe and leave a review on iTunes. You can also follow this podcast on Twitter and Instagram. For more information about the Martial Art of Self, please visit martialartofself.com.